Zoraz Dechenish Pabachich has Chushagam of Yehudim Sech Lushabas Daf Pei. And she said, Dioi Kedei Lichtoiv. Bryce said someone's chayef for carrying out enough ink to write two letters, whether the ink is dry, or it's in a quill, or it's in an inkwell. Rava asked, what if someone takes out enough dry ink to write one letter and enough for another letter, but that other one is in a quill or an inkwell? Do they combine or not? Teku. Rava says, if someone takes out enough ink for two letters and he writes the letters as he's walking, he never puts down the ink, so there's no real hanocha, he's chayev because the writing acts as the hanocha. He takes out enough ink for one letter and he wrote it down. In the same period of unawareness, he goes ahead and takes out more ink for a second letter and writes that one as well. He's going to be potter. The reason is because by the time he takes out the ink for the second letter, the ink that he wrote on the first letter dries. And when it dries, it shrinks, it shrivels, and therefore it never has enough. There's never the shear of being taken out, the amount that's needed to be taken out to be chayiv. So Rava says, if someone takes out a half a gregris of an item and puts it down, and then he goes out and takes another half a gregris of the same item and also brings it out and puts it down, it's like the first one was caught in mid-ear by a dog, and it's like it was never put totally down, and therefore it'll be potter. Affecting Gemara, but Lamaisa, he did put it down. So why is it considered like he didn't put it down? Rava says, means if before putting down the second piece, he picks up the first piece, it's as if the first piece was never put down because the two pieces were never down at the same time, and therefore they can't combine in his potter. Rava says, if someone took out a half a gregus and put it down, then he took out another half a gregus and passed it over the piece that was down on the ground, he's chayiv. He never put it down, so why is he chayiv? Gemara says, because he put it within three tefachim to the first piece, and therefore it's considered to be resting on top of the first piece. Rava says elsewhere that the rabbanon say, yeah, you have to physically put an item down in order for it to be considered a hanocha. Mara says that's only when something was thrown, but when it's held in the hand, it's considered to be resting on the ground as long as that ground, the hand, is within three tefachim to the ground. A price says someone takes out a half a gregus and then another half a gregus. If it's done in one period of unawareness, he's chayiv. If it's done in two periods, he's potter. Rabbi Yossi says even when it's done in one period, it's only chayiv if it's taken out into one rishus harabim. If it's taken out into two different rishus harabim, he's potter. Rabbi says they're only considered separate if there's a rishus hayochid in between them, but if it's only a karmelis in between, it's considered to be one rishus harabim. Abaye says even a karmelis between them makes them into two separate places and two separate rishus harabim, and if there was only a block of wood between them, then of course it's considered to be one rishus harabim. Rava says that even if there's a block of wood in between them, they're still considered to be two separate places, because Rava says the same concept I get, that a block of wood can separate a yard for ownership purposes. Mishnah said, "Chayil k'day l'chayil ayinachas." In fact, the Gemara, no woman would only make up one eye. Their answers are, Huna says, we're discussing this in a very tzniyas to go woman who would cover their entire face except for one eye, and therefore only one eye had to be made up. A Braisa says that someone's chayiv for taking out eye makeup only if it's enough for two eyes. Samara says, Hillel, the son of Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, says, this refers to village women who don't need to be as tzniyastic because of the way that people live there, and therefore they would make up both eyes. Misha said, Devek k'dei litein b'roish ha-shavshuf. Gemara explains he has to take out enough glue to go on a board which they would put on the stick where they would catch birds with that. The birds would sit on top of the board that had the glue and they would get stuck there. Misha says, Zephes v'gaifes k'dei lasois. Gemara explains it's enough to make a small hole to let liquid metal come out of a keli. Misha said, Chares k'dei lasois pikor. Problem is, Rabbi Yehuda's shiur seems to be larger, and we have a rule that Rabbi Yehuda's shiurim for carrying on Shabbat are always smaller than the Rabbanan shiurim. Where it says Rabbi Yehuda's shiur is not to make the entire stand; it's enough to fill in the cracks of an existing stand. This is smaller than the shiur of the Rabbanan. Misha said, "Sid kidei losud." Bryce says you have to take out enough lime to apply to a girl's small finger. Yehuda, the name of Rav, says Yiddish girls who grow body hair before they're old enough to, before they should, so they remove that hair. The poor girls use lime to do so. Rich girls use fine flour. Princesses use more oil. Bibi would apply lime to his daughter limb by limb, and made her so beautiful that he got a tremendous nadin to marry her off. Guy saw this and tried to do the same to his daughter, except that he applied the lime to her whole body at once, and she died because of that. Rav Nachman said, Rav Bibi's daughter needed that because they drank a lot of beer, which darkens and increases hair, but other girls don't even need to do that. Misha said, Rav Yehuda Oymer, they lost it, kilkul. What's kilkul and what's on dipi? So Rav says it refers to the temple and the area under the temple. In fact, that would mean that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is larger than Rav Nechemia. We just said Rabbi Yehuda always has a smaller shear by carrying on Shabbos. No, his shear is still smaller than the Rabbanon's. And that's when so his shear is smaller, but it's larger than that of Rav Nechemia. Rami has a kashan, therefore ends up saying that on dipi refers to two spigots of a barrel. Rav Kahana doesn't like that because he says that the wine would dissolve the lime. And therefore on dipi, he says it refers to the forehead, as we find elsewhere. Dr. Mishnah, someone's chai for taking out earth as follows. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's enough to make a seal on a large box meant to carry merchandise on ships. The Rabbanan say enough to make a seal on a letter. With regard to fertilizer and fine sand, Rabbi Akiva says you have to take out enough fertilizer for a stalk of cabbage. The Rabbanan say enough fertilizer for a stalk of leek. With regard to thick sand, enough to put in with the lime, but you make a customary size mixture, the Gemara will explain. With regard to a reed, enough to make a pen. If it's too thick or it's cracked so it can't be used for a pen, it has to be enough to fuel a fire that can cook the most easily cooked egg, which has already been beaten and mixed and put into a pot. The Gemara of the Braisa says the amount of thick sand referred to in the Mishnah is enough for a plasterer to use to make his plaster as a mixture. Mishnah said, Konaki de lasis kolmis. Braisa says the pen has to be long enough to reach the knuckles. Rav Ashi asks, the upper knuckles or the lower knuckles? Gemara says, teku. Mishnah said, vim hayo ove v'chulu. Braisa says the reference in the Mishnah is to an egg that's mixed with oil and placed in a pot. Ma'abrei de Ravini asked some, what's the most easily cooked egg? He answered that it's the egg of a small dove because it's tiny. He responded, if it's based on size, and you say it's even the smaller egg of a hummingbird. Mar therefore explained that if Shesha said most easily cooked egg is a chicken egg. When his son asked with regard to the issue of carrying, it pertains to food we use the size of a gregor. So whenever we're talking about carrying with food, it's always a gregor. So why over here do we use the size of an egg? Our answer, I'm not going to say that here too, the shear is the amount needed to cook a gregor size of the egg.